And one of the stories that I promised that we'll be talking about today was that a great number of kids don't turn up for school because they are affected by overwhelming feeling of being cold. Now, warmth to kids is already underway, but they are simply not where they need to be in terms of the number of blankets versus the needs or those that need blankets. Joining me on the line is Sherry Abrahams. She's a national coordinator at the NGO Kids to Kids. A very good morning to you, Sherry. How are you doing this morning?
I'm very good. Thank you, Abungile. How are you doing?
Absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much, Sherry. And then, you know, thank you so much for joining us so early in the morning. It's not.
I was just thinking, you're the first person that I'm actually speaking to. So, yeah.
Hey, I take those honors. All right. Sherry, though, I mean, if you could just shed some light for us, Kids to Kids, what is your NGO all about? And you talk about the Warmth to Kids initiatives. Can you tell us more about that?
Yes. Kids to Kids started a couple of years ago already. And I think it was about 15, 16 years ago, where we started with Santa Shoebox. And we're still doing that. That's one of our projects. But this morning, I would really like to speak to the listeners about our Warmth to Kids project. I'll tell you a little bit more about what we do and the other projects later. Warmth to Kids, we believe that each one of our grade R children should have a warm blanket when they go to bed at night. Just like a hungry child can't learn, a cold child can't learn. And we believe that we've seen it in schools. That the absenteeism rate is, it's very high, especially in winter, because of the circumstances that the children live in. So we're just trying to keep them warm and to keep them in school, because there's so many other things that's happening where we find children is roaming around, they're not in school, and they're actually placing their lives at risk. So we believe that the best place for a child to be is at school.
All right. And in talking to that, though, and I absolutely have to agree with you, we have to do whatever we can to get kids to school.
Yes.
Because school is the way of the future.
Yes, definitely.
How do I, as ABS, get involved? How do I assist you as an organization to ensure that you get to meet your targets? And just in general, is there a drop-off place or do we have to contact you in some way?
Yes, I can tell you that. Okay, first I'm going to start with this so that the listeners can know. Nationally, we've decided, or when we counted all our grade R's at the schools and at the ECD centers, we counted it about 4,000 for national. That is in the other provinces in Cape Town as well, and I mean in South Africa as well. In Cape Town, our target is 2,000 blankets, and we have not made that target yet. If you would really like to help us, you can donate. In a monetary way, that is on for Snap Scan, you can donate R100, and Kids to Kids will order a blanket for you. You can visit our Facebook page, it's www.facebook.com, and Kids to Kids Projects, and you check the link and you'll find the Snap Scan app there. Or you can go online to our website, that's www.kidstokids.co.za. You can then just click the button for a gift donation. That's for R100 for a blanket, and we will order the blanket and take it to the child for you. And our drop-off places is all the storages in Cape, actually nationally, but the storage that I am at is in Claremont Main Road. So if you would really like to drop off, you could please call me. My number is 076-180-4125, and I will be there, or you can just hand it in at the office at the storage.
And what we'll do is we'll keep your details, Sherry, such that if someone's looking to get in contact with you, we can let them have that. To you listening at home, it's 10 minutes now to 5. Good morning to you. Thank you so much. I'm joined on the line by Sherry Abrahams, who's a national coordinator at Kids to Kids, which is an NGO, talking to us about how they're on an initiative, Warmth to Kids, that's to garner support and to get as many blankets as I can for young school children. And Sherry, just as we say goodbye to you, perhaps parting words from you to our listeners.
Yes, listeners, please, I got up very early this morning to get into your hearts so that you could please, please help us. We are short of 1,300 blankets. And if the listeners could help us make this target before, I know it's the 1st of August today, but this was actually our cutoff date for our blankets. But I'm saying, we need 1,300 blankets. And this is where the listeners come in, because I know we have lots of many kind and good people out there. Thank you so much, Abangila, for having me on your show.
Not a problem at all. Sherry, thank you so much for also waking up and joining us on the show this morning. Thank you so much.